Hello, my name is Carolyn Smith. I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator at the Silver City Food Co-op, and I am host of this show, which I'm calling Community Spotlight. And through my work, I've met and talked with many of our community leaders, and I've learned about the amazing work being done by a host of organizations who strive and succeed to make Grant County a better place to live. And so the purpose of this show is to put a spotlight on these organizations and get the word out to as many people as possible. And today I am going to be talking with Allison Civic of the Gila Resources Information Project. Hi, Allison. How are you doing?
Hey, Carolyn. Great to be here.
Glad to have you here. So could you just tell me a little bit about the history and mission of GRIP, which is the acronym for Gila Resources Information Project, and how the organization is involved in our community?
Sure. I'd love to. So GRIP's mission is to promote community health by protecting our environment and natural resources here in southwestern New Mexico. And we have been around since 1998. And we got our start, Harry Brown, Sally Smith, this was before my time, Michael Berman, Carol Beth Elliott, who else? I'm forgetting someone. Jesse Franklin Owens. They founded the organization really with the intent to represent the community as our Grant County copper mines were going through permitting under the new Mining Act. Sally Smith, our board president, she was on the director's advisory committee to develop the new Mining Act, and that passed in the early 90s, and then all the mines in the state needed to come into compliance with that new law. And so in 1998, that process was kicked off, but there was no organization here in the community that really was focused on mining issues. And so this group of five people, very concerned community folks, said, we need to create a group to focus just on these mining issues. And so they formed GRIP, got a bunch of funding to be able to hire technical experts, and that's how GRIP got its start and worked for years following that permitting process, hired technical consultants to put together GRIP's reclamation plan. And that's actually one of our big accomplishments, was really to encourage a very stringent closure closeout plan for the Chino, Tyrone, and Cobre mines. And so we have about $500 million in financial assurance that Freeport-McMoRan has in place to take care of cleanup. And we were also able to force the company to do accelerated reclamation. So for the last 10 years, the company has been cleaning up a lot of these tailings piles and areas around the mines that they'll, you know, never use anymore, but that were causing contamination. So people have probably seen, you know, a lot of the reclamation work at Tyrone that's actually, you know, being finished up, and at Chino too. So
actually, I've even noticed that the bright yellow that you would see that glows from a distance is starting to green up at Tyrone. I just noticed one whole ridge. It's like, that's just happened, it seems like, over the last year or so.
Yeah, it's been pretty phenomenal. Actually, it's taken a lot longer. Huge amounts of earth moving, and 3 feet of cover has been put over these piles of our local alluvium called Gila Conglomerate. A lot of gelato has a flavor called Gila Conglomerate. But it's also a type of soil, and that's what is put on top of those tailings piles and then reseeded. And so what you're seeing is a lot of these grasses and forbs that have sprouted and really are being used to create a self-sustaining ecosystem, which is a requirement of the Mining Act, so that the company is required to return these areas to a self-sustaining ecosystem. So I am very impressive from our perspective and very exciting. You know, this reclamation work has created jobs here in Grant County while at the same time has improved our environment, because now that we have this cap on these areas, we're not having, you know, contaminated runoff and groundwater is being protected. So it's an exciting thing that, you know, people got jobs out of that work while at the same time we've you know, protected our groundwater and surface water quality.
And air quality.
And air quality, too. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic. That's great. And who do you get most of your funding from? Is it through grants? Is it from government agencies?
Mostly from private foundations. And also we have very generous contributors, grassroots folks here in the community who have also made very generous contributions to our work. And so we're very thankful for their support.
Thank you, everyone who's supported GRIP. And so right now we're just getting ready to do the Gila River Festival. And how is GRIP involved with this river festival?
Well, GRIP is one of three partners in the Gila Conservation Coalition. So there are really three organizations, GRIP, Upper Gila Watershed Alliance, and the Center for Biological Diversity. And we came together back in 2003 to sort of resurrect the Gila Conservation Coalition that had formed back in 1984 but had kind of gone dormant since the late 90s. And so Dutch Salmon, our Gila Conservation Coalition chairman, he's still the chairman, and but these three groups kind of came together to give GCC some institutional support. And in 2005, we started the Gila River Festival. So GRIP and the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance, our two organizations, are the two partners in the Gila Conservation Coalition that put on the Gila River Festival every year. And we're in our eighth year this wow. year already, which is kind of amazing.
That's incredible. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Thanks.
And what else are you working on after the Gila River Festival is
wow.
well, starting next week? Or I'm sure you're already working on it now, but what are you working on?
Yeah, so another a really big thing for GRIP and really for the state, something that GRIP's been working on since January, is a new water quality regulations for the copper mining industry. So Sally Smith, our board president, she's been sitting on the Copper Rule Advisory Committee. And she's also been sitting in on all the technical committee meetings where technical experts have all been talking about what needs to be put in this new regulation to protect the state's groundwater and surface water from mining operations. And so the end of September, there's going to be a public meeting in Silver City and one in Albuquerque. And we still don't have the dates yet. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping to get folks out for those meetings. This will be very important in terms of how future copper mines get permitted. Mm-hmm. So a lot of, our existing copper mines are, I mean, they're already there. And, you know, I think we'll see some things that, may be new, so to speak, for them as they expand the footprint of the mine. But really, I'd say the bulk of this regulation is going to affect new copper mines. So that's very important for our area over the long term.
Will it affect the use of the water? I mean, how much water they can use? Or is it just talking about after the water has been used and it's been polluted, how they can, I mean, what they do with this wastewater and how it's released back out into the environment?
It's very much focused on preventing, so kind of pollution prevention, right? So we don't want the water quality to get contaminated in the first place. So what can we do? We can put liners under leach stockpiles. That's one big issue. A whole host of best management practices that have come out of mining all over the world, really, and what can we do here in New Mexico that really reflects state of the art in terms of water quality protection? So it's very much focused on preventing pollution and preventing mine waste from getting into our water resources.
So we'll stay tuned to date of these hearings, and I hope that many
yes.
of y'all who are listening to this will get involved and show up for these hearings, because
I hope so.
There's a lot of more support, and the more numbers of people who are there, the more likely people are going to listen to what we're trying to get done here.
Absolutely. I mean, it does really matter when people show up at public hearings. I mean, sometimes, you know, the mining stuff can be super, super technical, and sometimes not so much the regulators, but maybe industry say, yeah, but people don't really care because they didn't really show up at the meeting. But we know that's not really true.
But psychologically.
Psychologically, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it just
right.
has an impact.
Mm-hmm.
So, Allison, how can people get involved and support your organization?
Well, we welcome folks who want to volunteer. We've got an organization called the Silver City Watershed Keepers that Claire Catlett, a VISTA staffer here with GRIP, that she manages that group, and that's really a group that is doing citizen science, and every quarter volunteers go out and monitor water quality of San Vicente Creek. That's a big volunteer opportunity. Gila River Festival, they can just call our office. And
what's your number here at GRIP?
It is 575-538-8078.
And what days are you open?
We are here every day, pretty much. 9 to 3 sort of is kind of the core time.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Allison. Thank you for all the work your organization is doing in our community.
Thanks very much, Carolyn. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
So thank you all for joining here at Gila Members Community Radio. This is going to be a regular feature, and I'll be looking at other groups around Grant County that are doing important work for all of us here, and hopefully to get more people involved, or at least to be able to pat people on the back who are doing this great work. So thank you. And this is Community Spotlight.